For years, players of the game Subnautica have wondered if there are creatures in the world that are like those seen in the game. Now, we have the answers. Subnautica in Real Life is here to answer all of your questions. In this podcast, Logan and Cam will be discussing different creatures from the sequel game, Subnautica Below Zero, and their real-life counterparts. Alright, so let's dive in.
The first creature we'll talk about today is the Snowstalker. The Snowstalker is a creature that can be found on the Arctic glaciers. This carnivorous mammal has similar behavior to a polar bear's. It has long claws and a white fur coat as well. This creature has a medium threat level in its data entry. Snowstalker cubs are also known to traverse the landscape with their parent. The Snowstalker's teeth are unique to its species. However, its name comes from its resemblance to the Subnautica aquatic creature, the Stalker. Snowstalkers have been seen to live in caves and are hostile if the player comes close to them. This creature is very fast and can only be outsped by the player riding their hover bike, the Snow Fox. Similarly, polar bears are also very fast and can be hostile to humans who come close to their children. From their behavior and appearance, it seems that Snowstalkers are based off of polar bears.
Next up is the Pangling and the Pangwing. Seemingly harmless creatures, the Pangling and the Pangwing have become staples of the game Subnautica Below Zero. These small creatures are very similar to real-world penguins, even sharing a similar name. There are some differences though, and first is the number of eyes. Penguins have two eyes, obviously, and the pangwings have four. Another large difference is where their mouth is. Typically, penguins have their beak right below their eyes. However, pangwings and pangwings have their beak on the top of their head, which opens to many sharp teeth. Pangwings and pangwings have a low threat level to humans, but the fish they hunt aren't as lucky. Aside from these changes, to make the creature fit the alien world of Subnautica, these ice-dwelling creatures are very similar to real-world penguins.
Next up, we have the Glow Whale. The Glow Whale is a large, passive, Leviathan-class creature that can be found near the Lilypad Islands biome. It resembles Earth's humpback whale to a T, although it has some additional parts. An interesting feature in the game is you're able to grab onto the whale and ride on top of it. Many people have been known to ride with and even on top of whales in our world. The Glow Whales live in numbers, and is seen surrounded by 3 to 4 other glow whales in its biome. This is similar to how whales on Earth travel in groups or pods. Another similarity is the barnacle-type growth on the glow whale. Again, this is a trait that most whales have, as they move very slowly and allow barnacles to grow.
Next up is the Chelicerate and the Void Chelicerate. The Chelicerate is a Leviathan-class predator that patrols the warm waters near thermal vents. This creature is an in-game cousin, the Void Chelicerate. The Void Chelicerate guards the outskirts of the map by the drop-off into the deep void of water. Both creatures are equipped with front mandibles that, quote from their databank entry, can easily crush through bones and muscle with ease. These mandibles are very alien, but are shared among a few creatures on Earth, one of them being the Camel Spider, which has 4 splitting mandibles like the Chelicerate. Both of these creatures have high threat levels and should be avoided at all costs. These creatures also have a plated exoskeleton that protects them from attackers. Both in color and appearance, these creatures are like shrimp and prawns mixed with a large predatory type of fish. Both these creatures have armor plating and general appearances similar to that of shrimp and prawn. While we aren't sure that any creatures are exactly like the Chelicerate in real life, we are sure that it's based off of real life shrimps and prawns. We can also conclude that this creature's predatory habits derive from those of a living or extinct large species of predatory fish, such as Ziphactinus, a large carnivorous 20 meter long fish.
Next up, we got the Ice Worm. The Ice Worm is a Leviathan class creature that is found inside the Arctic glaciers. It uses its drill like head to dig into glaciers and dig out to surprise victims and catch prey. It has the behavior of a monstrous mole, although it looks like a spiky worm. The Ice Worm is able to sense vibrations on the surface, so it knows where to go. An in-game mechanic is being able to use a machine called a thumper that creates vibrations and sends a signal to the ice worm. This is one of the ice worm's weaknesses because it is always attracted to vibrations and can be easily lured. While this creature is very alien, it does have features of many real-life creatures. Its mole-like head, its worm-like body shape and movement, and its centipede-like legs.
And that has been Subnautica Below Zero section of Subnautica in Real Life. We hope you enjoyed this entire podcast throughout the episodes, and we hope you learned something about the game Subnautica and the world we live in. See you next time.